This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hardline Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi took the presidential oath of office on Thursday at a time when the Islamic Republic's clerical rulers face growing crises at home and abroad. The Shiite cleric formally started his four-year term on Tuesday when Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei endorsed his victory in the June election when most prominent rivals were barred from running. With Raisi's presidency, all branches of power in Iran will be controlled by anti-Western hardliners loyal to Khamenei. Raisi is under U.S. sanctions over allegations of human rights abuses when he was a judge, but he has pledged to take steps to lift broader sanctions that have cut Iran's oil exports and shut it out of the international banking system. Iran has been negotiating with six major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal abandoned 3 years ago by then U.S. President Donald Trump, who said it was too soft on Tehran. Like Khamenei, Raisi has endorsed the nuclear talks, but he is widely expected to adopt a tougher line in talks that have stalled. Japan's government announced Thursday it will expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as the surge in cases strains hospitals in the Olympics host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Japan has avoided explosive outbreaks seen elsewhere, but infections are rising fast as new cases hit record highs in Tokyo just days before the end of the Summer Games. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday newly reported daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo Metropolitan Government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infection cases in the capital. Medical advisors warn that figure could double in 2 weeks, according to NHK. This is VOA News.